In our brand new journey of brand collaborations, we are today here at Lighthouse, and we have Pratiksha here. So welcome.
Namaskara. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we are pleased to have, we are pleased that we are here. You invited us here.
Yes.
So how are you feeling right now? I'm guessing the first time of being a part of a podcast.
Yes. This is not like the first time. It is the first time for me, and I'm like all gentle about it, mainly because I'm, sitting in between the two youngsters. All I know is I'm getting the good positive vibes of me.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing on our side. We look up to experience on the other side.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we care for and you care for. Maybe you're nostalgic.
Yes.
Period when you were like 18 or 90.
Of course, yes. It is. Anyway, age is just numbers.
Sure. So are you excited?
I'm absolutely excited. For me, everything is about excitement. And there's not like, I'm never dull. I won't have a dull moment with anything. Anything new is an excitement for me, and I just give my best.
And I think even we started off like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the main passion which drives us. If you're down and if you're boring, then I don't think there's any point continuing.
I know.
You're not continuing anything. I think it's not a point of life at all. So you should keep exploring, no?
Exactly.
So can we start off with what Lighthouse is and how you came to start off Lighthouse and what made you or what brought you to get into this F&B?
Okay, so S&B was absolutely a no-no for me, or maybe I didn't even expect that I would get into S&B at all. I always wanted to become a school teacher.
Wow.
Okay. I really love kids. I love kids. I mean, I really like kids, but now it's always nice to see others with it. But then...
But if you have your own, then that's a terrible thing.
I didn't say anything. I just said that.
No worries, we got your back.
I got married to a hotelier, and then I would just go to the restaurant with my husband and my father-in-law, and that's when there was something very challenging about a lot of things what I was observing, and the customers were not given too much of, the customers wanted to speak.
Okay.
Or probably they wanted to give their feedback, let it be a positive one or a negative one. There were nobody around, because all the kind of restaurants, if you see, not many would just go involve themselves speaking to the...
You were like, personal interaction.
Yeah, with the customer. Yeah, there was no personal interaction and all that.
Yes.
I'm not blaming, anyone here or... people would be busy. I mean, the owners, for example, my son, let it be my husband or let it be my father. Well, they were busy inside the kitchen.
Right.
So, most of the time it was the manager and the captains and the stewards who were handling the thing. And they would just, how the captain works or the manager works. It's just like they're getting the fun in the thing. And it's done with that. It's not, it makes a huge difference when the owner's in fraternal. So probably that gave me a kick. I'm like, no, I should do something,
Okay.
And I tried involving myself first in my, family business. But then, I don't think,
it is. So this is your own independent venture?
This is my independent venture, yeah.
Where is it from in your husband and your father?
No one. No one. This was like about 20 years back, 19 years back.
Okay.
So I was young as well. I got married at a very young age. So then I had a son. So I was busy with him, and I was giving all my time to my son and our fun life.
Yeah.
And there was a time when I thought that let me do something. Even my son is grown up, so I know he's going to be on himself. So then I decided let me do something. So Lighthouse didn't happen overnight. Before Lighthouse, I had a smaller venture called Vasari the Kitchen on Cunningham Road.
Oh.
It was like about 550 square feet, about 20 seaters. And we were focusing only on coastal food. But then I realized just coastal food, especially in Bangalore, was not a good
thing.
But those 8 months gave me an awesome experience, and I won people's heart. That I know. I mean, on Cunningham Road, I was famous.
Yes.
Sorry, Asari was famous.
Well, my coastal food doesn't attract Bangalore's palate.
Exactly. See,
so it's just once in a while thing where what you have.
Okay.
And people don't come for that same thing for human heritage or every month and all.
True. That's a challenge that, you know, coastal restaurant faces. But now, you know, if you go to sea, I think coastal cuisine is like on the front.
Yeah.
Because every second, you know, restaurant I speak to, or every second passionate person you speak about, who they want to open a restaurant which serves seafood.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is like a sudden change. Otherwise, too, it's very rare that people come looking for, you know, just the seafood. Mainly because our Mangalorean cuisine, we use a lot of coconut oil and coconut.
Okay, so do you think you had an upper hand there? No, I know people feel that's a lower hand.
Or that one, yeah. They find it very sweet.
Okay.
They don't find it very spicy.
Okay.
And you know, Bangalorean crowd is all about, you know, they love spicy food. They like ragi mohe and nasi poli. Oh, that's my favorite. Just,
yeah.
No, I'm a typical Bangalorean. Nange ragi mohe kodi matte. Nange nungnik barodila, of course. So I just love to eat ragi mohe the way I eat. Pachpondo with nice... mutton is my favorite again. That was my main challenge for wasabi. And then after that, you know, I said, no, let's give it a break. And I didn't give up. There were, you know, these were the times that there were a lot of people speaking, what can a girl do? How can she run a store? And it didn't affect me. Anyways, I'm a person who will never let any negative work, you know, touch me. So I'm like, it's okay. People are going to speak. It's not like they're telling it on my face. So that was okay. And then after 2 years, you know, we had a discussion. Of course, it's just not me who, you know, started this place. My backbone are actually my parents and definitely Mr. Shyam M. Badikere, who's the owner of... Shiv Sagar group of hotels,
right?
And you know, he's my godfather, and rest is history. People know Lighthouse now. Yeah,
so yeah.
Credit goes to him and you know, my parents.
How long has it been since?
So you turned 5 on November 6th, 2023.
Okay. So I think it's safe to say that it's been a bit.
Yeah, but by God's grace, yes, because we just started Lighthouse in 2018 November, and after that was COVID.
Oh,
so you know the challenges, and I'm sure you people, all of it, it was a bad hit for the entire, you know, world.
But were you still working as a
spouse? Yes, of course, yes, because Lighthouse had just opened, and so 10 days we were not operating. After that, we started.
Okay.
And we were trying our level best through social media and word of mouth, yes, because. Your whoever has walked into Lighthouse from day one, they still continue to come.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I speak to most of the customers. So thankfully, they had my numbers.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
And I usually don't take anybody's number and, you know, keep blasting messages, reminding them Lighthouse. Because sometimes I feel, you know, everyone needs their space. And
yeah,
since they have my number, and I'm sure I knew that, you know, people will miss Lighthouse food, and they will call me.
We have come to the part where they poured the business. So how did you bounce back on?
That was a blessing in disguise. I'm sure people who know Lighthouse, and if they're listening to this conversation, they know whom I'm painting at. It was Mr. Kripal Ammanan, who came as an angel. And, you know, he was referred by a lot of people about the Lighthouse. And he did walk into Lighthouse. He did call up and he said, you know, we are visiting your place and, you know, you're coming. We're coming. That's it. And I didn't know what to do. I was so excited. And the other side, I was like so tense because it is a dream come true to all the hoteliers or most of the hoteliers, you know, to have Kripal Ammanan in their house.
Okay.
Or in their restaurant. For me, restaurant is more like house. So he was a blessing in disguise. So I really thank Rifal Ammanan, because it's not for him, I don't think, you know, Lighthouse would have been wherever it is today. Because I have a lot of customers who are coming from every part of the world. I'm not exaggerating. You know, I have these lot of NRIs who come, and the minute they order, I know they have watched his show and they've come, and I've not gone wrong in guessing that. So, you know, all thanks to him. And of course, during COVID time, I would make sure that we come up with, different kind of, meal boxes.
Right.
There was a time when we used to send food for the COVID patients.
Oh.
Because we had to survive.
Yes.
And I didn't want to send away my staff, because I told them, if you want to go, you can leave. But if you want to stay, you're a muscle. Stay.
Yeah, off anyone.
No.
Right.
Because it's not wrong, right on our part. Because I'm sure if you're going to stand by them during their tough times, they would stand by us. And it's basic humanity. More than anything, it's basic humanity that you need to be nice to people.
Of course.
It's expecting that. I don't know. It's nice to expect, but there was no expectation at all. But then, yes.
For a reciprocation from their side too?
Yes. Most of them, yes.
Okay.
But now, the latest, it's not trend or anything, but this generation of people who come to work from outside, it's difficult to afford them back.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of pubs. There are a lot of new restaurants.
They keep jumping from pubs to pubs. They
just keep...
That's why your target market at Bangalore, there's way too many options you have.
I'm telling you, on Berry Road, on 83 Tour, every second day, there are new places with this opening.
Right.
Initially, it was a little scary because I'm new to this field. Though I'm married to a hotelier, I didn't have any knowledge about the restaurant. Till date, I know I'm learning.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a little scary, but
Is this very frustrating to see your own competitors popping up every day?
I don't see anyone as a competitor.
Oh, okay. That's a healthy attitude.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't see anyone as a competitor. It's okay.
Right.
It's okay, and I know my customers will come back.
Until you have the footfall here, then I don't think that should be the
goal. Actually, you know what? I think nothing should really bother us when you know and you're confident that
about
my food is good.
Yeah.
I'm good with my people. My customers come back.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there was initially, that's because, just after COVID, and there were a lot of places in Trisopi. It was a little shaky for me, but then I had to gather guts. It was okay.
No,
right. People do try. People do not want to do something. It's not like people just have to come to Lighthouse.
Right.
So my own way of dealing with my customer retention is high.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think it's so... Are you seeing people coming here again and again?
Oh, yes.
Throughout the month?
Yes, throughout the month, throughout the week. We start with throughout the week. I have people coming for... Lunch, dinner. Monday to Monday. And I'm not exaggerated.
Yeah, I mean,
they're like students.
Yeah.
Family, cloud, couples, people who become couples after coming here.
Yes. So that the couple retention is high then.
Yeah.
No, I think we've been to a lot of F&Bs recently, but I think this is the only place which gave me that homey environment where you feel same. It's cozy here.
And thankfully, my staff also, they are very nice.
Very hospitable.
Yes. I keep telling them, just go with a smile. And most of them who are working here are all new. Especially since you come today, you could see a lot of guys, especially the Mandarin guys. I had difficulties initially to, get the staff. Especially the Kannada-speaking staff.
Yeah. I think I was telling Harsha right now, all the other F&Bs we go to Bangalore, it's hard for us to, we have to speak in Hindi and everything, but it's a place where I found everyone spoke Kannada. And that made me much more comfortable and hey, pakka barbeki ja.
And I am so nanantu pakka Kannada daolo, Bangalore.
And I think last time we had been to a place where the guy mentioned eggplant, it's not Badnekai.
So he was a Kannada.
Yeah. And, after he told Badnekai, how this is Badnekai. He made a very good marketable sale, eggplant, steamed eggplant, right? Hey, from Badnekai,
Badnekai sounds so nice. That eggplant.
We can relate to that. Yeah, and we were, okay, Badnekai.
So everybody have their own now. But yeah. Again, I'm here as a Kannada. I'm not proud Kannada. I love Kannada, yeah. I'm not trying to say this to impress anyone. People who know me, they know I love talk speaking in Kannada.
I think the more Kannada people you have here who are working here,
yeah,
the more retention you're getting from that.
Yeah, that is a percentage. Yeah. Most of them, you know, and staff and customers madam nanadu sanna matado nan inde sir yaradu skill piece kar si and train martini. So initially it was very different. Past from 8 months, we've been having a good Kannada team here, and in Kannada speaking team here. Okay, from Mangalore.
And one thing I noticed here was all the people working here, they weren't having that workload on their head. They were very calm, they were very peaceful, they were playing around. And
because their boy was peaceful, they were better.
That's true. About the higher management.
Yeah.
So if they are then a much more, how do I say, if they are chill towards the employees, I think the employees give a good end product.
Yeah.
Is on.
I work from an art.
Yeah. We can see that actually. You were roaming around with the stalls too.
So it's like, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Initially, when I started, I was also like behaving like very straight and like eight karo, wo karo. And the boys are like, because not many are used to working under
the boss. Yeah.
The boss. Which it is. Any kind of work is pressure.
Yep.
So they're like, why is this meeting next year now? And that. And then I'm a psychology student. So I said, let me know reverse psychology. So I started being nice. And then I actually started realizing, you know, you be nice to them and automatically it gets a little easier. But then wherever you have to put your feet down and you have to be strict and strict.
And you go, right.
Otherwise, it's going to be difficult because these guys who are working are still, you know, like in their early 20s and all that. So you need to, you know, get them by
should be
them
for yeah whatever.
Well, all of them, especially if you are working outside, not in the kitchen or house, are all newcomers, and this is absolutely their first job. Okay. Their first job, not even like in the industry.
True. You know, no prior experience.
Not at all, and I'm glad that they're doing a fab job. They're doing a fab job. Yeah, it takes a lot of patience to really sit and train them. You have to constantly keep telling them, itu matro.
But I think that's going to pay off considering that you're very sweet towards them. They're going to stay back.
Yeah, with that, yeah, that I only wish that.
I think even if they leave and go for some other place, yeah, they're going to come back.
Yeah. I'm not going to text anyone who's this close there. Because
so the employment, when the employment retention is high, not just the customer retention.
Okay, now let's delve into how Lighthouse is very unique from the other F&Bs.
Let's say, I mean, you told me that you won't cause rather people's competition, but there must be something unique which drags the customers forward. And also, what were the challenges you faced for this place to grow up and become such a future?
Okay. See, I still feel Lighthouse is a baby. We are just 5 years old, and Lighthouse has a long way to go. And that itself is going to help me grow. Because I don't want to say that, you know, Lighthouse is not in sailors and that attitude, no. That keeps, you know, that makes a huge difference a bit.
Yeah.
And then for me, Lighthouse is my baby. So I don't see it as a competition. It's more like, well, you know, my child.
And I would say I'm your child.
Exactly. So there is no competition. I'm like, I'm going to give my best. And this use, I'll give a small example. I would never have friends. I would never make friends with my son's, you know, friends, parents and all that. Because there was always that uncomfortable feeling saying that where, you know, they'll start, you know, comparing and there's going to be competition and all that.
There'll be that tension, right?
Yeah. And then they'll be like, oh, your son did this. My son is doing this. Oh, your son did this. I didn't want. And they're trying to speak. Yeah. No, Lighthouse is definitely, you know, a second baby for me. So I don't look at that as a competition. I started this more as a passion,
okay?
And it's of course, bread and butter. Definitely bread and butter. So when you know that, you know, I'm not going to worry about what people are going to speak, and you know your confident. And for me, every day is a learning experience. I will not say I'm like a pro in a hotel industry or anything. I started with zero knowledge. And I've learned so much from my staff, so much from my customers, and so much from my vendors. And, you know, it's like there's no end for what you have to
do. You had it near a role in the kitchen even now?
Of course, yes. Oh, I don't cook. Yeah. But I'm there. So when, because by God's grace, I have amazing folks. So I don't want to spoil their taste. And somehow, cooking was never, I never liked cooking. I never liked cooking. I've always been a tomboy. I've just been a fling, throw ball, volleyball, athletics, and then partying with friends. And suddenly they get me married. And before marriage, I still remember my mom telling me, ee hudugi ge mixer on madak baralla ivulige en madve maansodo. I said mixing with people em
pasti on madak jana idare.
So when I started my restaurant, I said, ma, I don't have to switch on the mixie. You don't know how, yeah. So of course, I lost my mom just 2 months back. And she's been now, I really miss her. If not for her, I don't think my parents would have been one of those. But she would come and train my cooks for most of the Konkani dishes.
Like
I said, you asked me what makes special, what is so special about the Lighter House. It is my mom come and train people to make a lot of concrete dishes.
She used to be a part of the every day.
She, not every day. She would come.
Okay.
She would come and she would train them.
I would just like a visiting lecturer in Harvey Day.
Yes, she would just come. And I still remember, she would see to it that nothing goes for a waste. I remember one guy was grating the coconut and there was so much of coconut in this. And she gave him a mouthful. And I'm like, oh my God, I hope this guy doesn't bump tomorrow. And she says, and no, you don't know. That's how, you should not waste anything. You should teach them the value of it. And I cook him out. So, we are specialized. We here in Montague's in restaurant, but specialized in Mangalorean, yeah.
I think that's where the name also comes from, Lighthouse.
Yes, yes. See. Oh, yeah. Sir. Oh, no. No, see, why lighthouses? Yeah, of course. It's, I didn't want, what happens most of the time when you have a name which is to seafood, the restaurant, not many come.
Yeah.
They'll be serving for coastal food. They may not have vegetarian. They may not even have rotis and all that.
Actually, I was surprised that there was a very good vegetarian food here.
Yes.
When I adored my friends, I don't know anything that Anjali refers to.
Yeah.
Was this period, man, it's very good.
I was very particular. I wanted a mix of veg and what amount of vegetarians.
Yeah.
Because my parents are vegetarians. And whenever we would go out, and he would land up in a vegetarian restaurant because they would say, anyway, you go out with...
And many of the non-veg places that I observed have no good veg.
We are
in a non-veg hotel. We are going to make good non-veg food. Why?
It's for time, man. Yeah, why? I wanted, because see, we are on 83th Road, like I said. We have Ramaya College. We have Indian Institute of Science. So we have a mixed crowd.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't focus only on seafood or only on non-vegetarian food or only on vegetarian food.
I think Ramaya was all the type of people in the whole world.
Ramaya and Indian stock signs.
Yeah. Good, the mixture of signs.
Yes. So yeah, the challenges are usual. I mean, any hoteliers will always tell you, first thing is their staff. It's very difficult to retain my staff. Okay, it's very difficult, however nice you are however strict you are, it becomes difficult because even that $500 they get, they fall for it. They just keep and go. And yeah. Overnight, there are days when morning I get I get a call in the morning from my kitchen supervisor. So I don't even say good morning, or I don't wait for him to speak. I said, yaro vandila ivattu.
That's a regular appearance.
Yeah, I said, yaro vandila ivattu yenante. Waking Laila, madam, and he has other issues. Madam, nalliya neer bartha inda. Adunga, switch on the pump, man.
I'm trying to be funny. Safe to assume that you love coming to work every day.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And especially these 2 months have been very, very depressing for me since I lost my mom.
Right.
And only thing that's
keeping
me away from the thought is more than the lighthouse and more than the customers, my staff. They've been a huge support, okay? And it's very rare that, anybody would hang their stuff, but I'm one among them because they are standing by me.
Okay, right.
And I really thank them, and it's not for them, I don't think, Lighthouse would have been a lighthouse again. So my credit goes to, my parents, Mr. Shah, Mr. Kipalamana, and my staff.
Right.
Yeah.
They play a major role.
No, they do. They do. They, I mean, if not for them, what would I do just by, because I can speak good. I have good PR skills. They ask me to make a veg mumtaz and I'll be like wondering from where to start. What is the ingredient that goes into it? Of course, I know the basic of Punjabi names of, you know, the dishes, but ask me to make Punjabi and I'll be like lost. Mangalorean food is like my everyday need.
So there are fun times in the kitchen also.
Always. Always, okay. Always. Sometimes I see to it that every day, you know, we have good things selection over there, and I'm most of the time in the kitchen. And most, and then, you know, my Hindi is very funny. Yeah. And I'm absolutely okay with it because I can speak good Kannada. So when I used to speak Hindi, they would actually, they would think that I may get angry. And I'm like, so what? I said, you speak Kannada, let me see. So it started off like that. So I make it fun for all of us. So the minute, you know, there's right vibes around you, a lot of things fall in place. And I keep telling my staff, whatever stress or tensions you have, please keep it outside my house. Because all of us are going through challenges. All of us are working because to keep our family happy. And I never tell them, you know, you are working under me. I said, we work as a twin. That makes a huge difference. And that, I'm telling you, it's not a reverse psychology. Like I said, I speak and work from my heart than from my mind. And that's working for me. Let's go. Let's see how long it goes.
Okay. On that note, we have thoroughly enjoyed today's episode. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, give me a mic. And I never knew that I could speak so much. I thought I didn't want a mic. But my God, you gave me a mic. And on property, I didn't let you guys speak. And so,
yeah, we are happy. Then that's how we speak the conversation. Yeah.
Yes, it's just like, keep what bittidini and you madam matarthane. Yes, that's how I am. And yeah, I just told you about the speaking and sin.
On that note, we are ending.
Thank you so much, and wish you guys a lot of success and vibing those. Are you go places?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Ishwar Asha behind the mic. We'll be seeing you all very soon.